Hello and welcome to the Science Break for GCSE Science. Today we are going to take a look at the blood and how it helps the body to function. In the last podcast, we talked about how the blood is pumped around the body in a double circulation system. We said that the job of the blood was to carry nutrients and oxygen to the working cells of the body and carry away waste such as urea or carbon dioxide. So now we will look at what the blood actually contains and how it functions. You can see the video that goes with this topic on the Science Break on YouTube, where there are lots of videos for GCSE Science Paper 1s, all in neat playlists. For now, let's look at what the blood is all about. There are four main parts of the blood that we need to remember. We have the plasma, red blood cells, white blood cells, and small structures called platelets. Let's start with the plasma. If you removed all the other components of the blood, you'd be left with a pale yellow liquid, which is the plasma. The plasma contains all the other components or parts of the blood, that is the red blood cells, the white blood cells, and the platelets. We say that these are suspended in the blood. Plasma is mainly water, and so it carries dissolved substances to and from cells. Examples of substances carried by blood are nutrients such as glucose, amino acids, and fatty acids. You may remember from the video about digestion that food is broken down by enzymes into these nutrients. These become dissolved in the plasma and are transported to the cells. Remember, the plasma will also carry dissolved waste substances like urea. You may have heard of lactic acid, and this is a waste product of anaerobic respiration. This is also carried in the blood to the liver to be broken down. Also, hormones travel to their target organs dissolved in the plasma. So that's the plasma, a mainly watery liquid that carries dissolved substances. Next, we can look at the red blood cells. These are very numerous in number and give blood its characteristic colour. There are millions of red blood cells in every millimetre cubed of blood. The job of the red blood cells is to carry oxygen to the working tissues. Red blood cells are highly adapted to do this. Each cell is a biconcave disc. In other words, each cell is disc-shaped and each flat side curves inwards. This means that there is a large surface area across which oxygen can diffuse into the blood cell. There is also no nucleus. Nuclei are among the bigger of the subcellular structures, very easily seen with a light microscope. Therefore, having no nucleus means there is much more space to carry oxygen. As a side note, if red blood cells have no nucleus, then they cannot divide by mitosis. So where do red blood cells come from? We can look at the answer to this at the end of the podcast. Also worth noting is that while the red blood cells are disc-shaped, they are quite flexible so they can squeeze through capillaries. Next, we can look at the white blood cells. These are fewer in number than the red blood cells and they have the job of defending against disease. You may remember learning about how white blood cells do this. They can engulf disease-causing bacteria, also known as pathogens. They can produce antitoxins to remove toxins produced by pathogens, and they can produce antibodies to help destroy pathogens. They have very fluid membranes and can change shape easily to help them do their job. The final part of the blood is the platelets. Platelets are tiny cell fragments that have the job of gathering at a wound site and blocking it. They form clots which stop the loss of blood from a cut, scratch, or a graze. Remember, you can see the video for this on the Science Break YouTube channel and the website where there are interactive questions, note sheets, and more. And there is also the Science Break on Instagram for helpful notes and diagrams. And the answer as to where red blood cells come from? Well, they are manufactured inside of certain bones in the bone marrow. They last about 3 months and are constantly replaced. Okay, so that's it for today. Thank you for listening, and I will see you all again soon.